Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu, we're starting in Yitz Hashem Seyed Nezikin. The last Mishnah in Baba Basra says, Haroitza l'hachkim yachzim k'bidivin dine mominis. That's the Yisoidis of the Mishnayis that we're going into. Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. Some, by the way, understand that these are three parts of one Masechta. It's Machlaik is already in the Gainim and the Rishonim. And this is the Masechta of Dine Mominus. This is the Masechta where a person is grows in Chochm. So we're going to start with a little bit of Akdamah to Masechta's Bava Kama. It's important to note, stepping into Bava Kama, what the difference between Bava Kama and Bava Basra and Bava Metzia is. Bava Metzia and Bava Basra deal more with Dine Mominus, Choshe Mishpat, from a transactional standpoint. Two people have a kinyan, one person loses something, the other person finds something, one person entrusts something by the other, shomer, employees, employers, yerusha, it's between two people. Bava Kama is also chayvis between two people. There's a Reuven, there's a Shimon, Reuven owes Shimon $100, but not because Reuven and Shimon have some type of relationship. In Bava Kama, fakert, Reuven and Shimon don't have a relationship. Reuven is violating something of Shimon. We call that a mazik. Now, a mazik could refer to any time Reuven imposes loss on Shimon and he's responsible for it. The Gemara, actually, the beginning of the Masechet and Daf Dalid, has a braisa. It's a braisa b'shem Rav Chiya, braisa b'shem Rav Oshia, with his 24 ovis nezikin. Some of them we wouldn't call the regular mazik. Shomer, who's negligent, and because of that he's chayv to pay for the chayfetz. Oynes u'mafata that we had back in the third parak in Ksubis. The regular mazik, of course, is somebody, the simple mazik, is somebody who picks up a rock and literally throws it to somebody's door. Or he punches somebody in the nose. Or his shor goes out of the barn and is mazik somebody. Or a ganav. The four examples that we just mentioned are four different parts of Maseches Bava Kama. They're all mazikim. Each part, each type, has a different part of the Masechta. The first chelik of the Masechta that we're going to be learning now deals with Momen HaMazik. Momen HaMazik is where Maisa was not done by the person who's responsible himself. It's something of his that he's responsible for, something that he's negligent about, and that was Mazik. That's why it's called Momen HaMazik. The second part of the Masechta deals with Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik itself has different categories, like we said, a ganav and a gazlan. That's the 7th perek, the 9th perek, the 10th perek. The 8th perek is the perek of chavola. Perek hachoyvel deals with the special dinim that are where it's an odom hamazik, but it's odom hamazik odom. Not odom hamazik momoinoi shel chaveri. In that area of odom hamazik, there's a chiluk between odom hamazik momoinoi shel chaveri, i.e. he crashes a car and he causes damage to somebody else's car. That's Adam HaMazik. It's Adam HaMazik Mamayna Shechaveri. What happens, Chalila, if he's driving a car with negligence and he bangs into somebody, because of that the person suffers injuries? That's Adam HaMazik, but he's a Choyvel as well. There are other dinim. There are also chiluk between a Ganev and a Gazlan. Somebody who takes somebody else's money usually is a Gazlan. A Ganev is only somebody who comes in the middle of the night, somebody who sneaks in and takes somebody's chayfetz out of his rishus. That's a Ganev. The chiluk between a gazlan and a ganav, Mitz Hashem, we'll see. And there are the dinim of Momen HaMazik. The chiddush of Momen HaMazik is because in the regular sense of Adam HaMazik, there's a basic halacha called a Maisa Mazik, and there's something called a Gromo. Gromo is where it's definitely the responsibility, it's the fault of the person who did that Gromo. He was Goyrim Hezik, but he didn't actually do a Maisa Mazik. A simple case. Reuven is driving 80 miles an hour the wrong way down a one-way street. He's coming straight at Shimon. If Shimon doesn't swerve out of the way, then Rachmana Litzlan. So, of course, Shimon swerves. Not only that, if he would ask, if he would have a chance to ask a dayan, the dayan would tell him he has to swerve. It's pikuach nefashos. He swerves and he bangs into somebody else's fence, destroys the fence and the mailbox. The one who did the Maisa Mazik is Shimon. The one whose fault it is, the one whose problem it is, Klape Shamayim, the one who was Goyrim, the situation, of course, was Reuven, who was driving recklessly the wrong way down the street. So Reuven is potter b'dinei Adam because he didn't actually do the Ma'aseh Mazik. He's chai b'dinei Shamayim. Basic hashkofa is that Hashamayim Shamayim Lashem. V'oretz notzan levnei Adam is that in this world we paskin, bezdin paskin, based on what's a Ma'aseh Mazik. The Ma'aseh Mazik is the one who swerved and broke the mailbox. The one whose fault it is b'dinei Shamayim and is responsible b'dinei Shamayim is Reuven. That being said, what we see is that something could be totally somebody's fault, but Lamaisa is not chayiv if he didn't do it. So if I leave my barn door open, and because of that my animal runs out and goes wild and eats up somebody else's strawberries, did I do it? Here the Torah said that there are categories of Mamoinei HaMazik, where the person, the owner of that moment, is the one who's actually responsible. There are different ways this could shtel zechayis. A behema is the classic example, Pesukim and Parshas Mishpatim, where Reuven's behema was mazik. It's Reuven's fault because Reuven didn't watch the behema properly. It's shaykh that he watched the behema properly and he has a double bolted metal door in it. There's no way he should have gotten out. Whatever, this sure had superhuman strength. There's no way to have known it. So then he's a potter because he's an oinus. But if it is any type of negligence, Reuven let the animal go, he didn't lock the barn door properly, etc., etc., then the halach is his chayiv. Rabbi Seinuho Achreinim, Rabbi Zalman and others have a conceptual chakira in how that works. Is the pshat that the behemoth does the ma'aseh mazik? The behemoth runs amok, and the behemoth runs out of the barn, and it gives a zetz. You could call that a ma'aseh mazik. The chiddush is that even though it's the behemoth's mazik, since I'm the responsible party, because the Torah put the shmira of the behemoth on me, so the Torah considered that, in a mechudush dik away, my ma'aseh mazik. It's my behemoth's ma'aseh mazik, so I'm responsible for that ma'aseh as if I did it myself. That's one way of understanding. The other way of understanding is to say that, no, it's the behemoth's ma'aseh mazik, it's mamoinei ha'mazik. I didn't do anything, but I'm responsible. And responsibility is enough when it's mamoini. It won't be enough in the case where Reuven was goyrim, something to happen. But if the something that happened was a result of my momin, so over there I'm responsible. Shmiroson olecho. We'll see in the Lashon and the Mishnah in front of us. Those are the two tzadim chakira. It would seem from Rayas back and forth that both tzadim have a certain amount of legitimacy. It's a combination of both, as the way it is in most yeshivish hakiras. Now, in Shor itself, because, like we're saying, it's not fully my ma'aseh, it's takanat my ma'aseh, it's a chiddush ha-Torah. So because of that, the Torah didn't make a ma'aseh mazik of mamoine ha-mazik of a Shor chayiv right away. The Torah has what's called a Shor tam, Pesukim and Parshas Mishpatim. A Shor tam is when it was totally out of character what the animal did. It was my fault that the animal is running wild, but lamaisa, what the animal did is not normal for an animal. He gored, he hit, he bit. It's not the normal behavior for a cow. A cow doesn't generally have a nervous breakdown and go meshugim. So when that maisa is not a normal, it's derech hezik, it's called keren. Keren miloshen that he shtoises with his horns. He's goring. He's not just eating. He's not just walking down the street. So over there, the mechayiv is only a chiv of chatzin nezek the first three times. We'll see the details, which case, where's the mechatzin nezek, how does the chatzin nezek doesn't have the regular seder hatashlumin, like a regular mazik. And after three times, going to one sheet to the third time, we paskin. The fourth time, the behema, three times, everybody knows, three times is a chazaka. So we see the behema now as that. We see the behema as a wild animal. Does it mean that the animal developed a nasty streak? Or does it mean that it's a raya? Three times a chazaka means that it's a raya lamafre. We see this is what the animal is. That's a good question. It's another chakir of Rabbi Senu Achreinim. In any case, after three times, we see the animal as a muid. Muid means he's miyuid lakach. That's his mitzias. And then yichayev, the regular chiv of nezik sholem. That's the din of shor. There's a more mechudishdika type of momen hamazik that's called bor. The mechudishdika type of mazik that's called bor is a chiddush because somebody dug a pit in a rishus harabim. Not only didn't he do the maisa when somebody else walked unawares down the street and fell in and dropped whatever he was, a behemoth walked down the street and fell in. So he's chayiv. We'll see exactly bor, because it's a chiddush, it's only chayiv in certain cases. The chiddush is because he didn't do anything. The bor is stationary. You can't even talk about my bor doing a maisa. My shor, you can talk about my shor did a maisa. The bor didn't do a maisa. The bor is only here and it's a michshol and somebody else did the maisa by falling in. Nebuch, he fell in, he tripped. Of course, it's my fault, but I didn't do anything. My bor also didn't do anything. My bor is stationary. Not only that, there's a chiddush akrob because the bor is not even his. If I dig a hole in a rishus rabim, it's mine. So it's not my moini, it's not my maisa, it's not the maisa of my bor. The Torah was mechadish. Ki yichra ki yiftach ish bor. The chiv is for making the bor. The chiv is not on the maisa of the bor. The chiv is for making the michshol in the rabim with which the damage was caused. That's the mechayiv of bor. Eish is another mechayiv when a person lights a fire. Then he could be chayiv also. And over there is a chiddush also, because in the regular sense of moment, it's something that I own. Even a bor, property one could own. So the Torah, Loshon of Chazal is, Eine b'shusei v'atera asoy b'shusei. The Torah said, kiviyochol, the bor b'shusei rabim is his. But Eish, you can't talk about a fire being mine. The person doesn't own energy. Fire is just energy. But it's my fault that the energy over here in the form of fire traveled. I had a campfire, and I didn't put out the fire properly. And because of that, I traveled to the next door neighbor, and it burnt his fence down. The chiyuv is not a proper moment. There is more of a maisa, the ish travels, but it also doesn't travel by itself. It needs wind to carry it and to help it travel, and only with that. So there are chidushim in each one of these three categories. Shor, bor, and ish. Each one has its halochis. Shor, like we said, has a chiddush of this whole seder of tam and muid. Bor, there's going to be certain applications of kulas by bor, we're going to see. And Eish as well, there's Aloch of Tom Be'esh, we'll see that later on. These are the basic outline of Momen HaMazik. In Eish, it is possible, Odom HaMazik, if a person takes a torch and actually goes over to somebody else's house and puts the torch against the house, that's clearly Odom HaMazik. That's not Momen HaMazik. It's not he lit it in his backyard and it traveled. That's certainly Odom HaMazik, and because of that, it's not just a Chiyav Hezik. If a person, Rachman Tzom, would do that to somebody else, he'd be a Retzech, and it's Chayiv Misa. That certainly needs a Maisa Shaloi, not a Maisa Mamoinoi. There is an in-between lighting something where it travels directly, where there's a discussion about whether that's Odom HaMazik, Momen HaMazik. We'll learn about that in Mitzvah Hashem in the second parak. These are the basic categories of Mamoinoi HaMazik, and now let's learn the Mishnah. Arba'a Ovois Nezikim. There are four main categories of Nezikim. The Mishnah uses the word Ovois in a similar vein to we have by Melech HaShabbos. There's Ovois, Melochois, and there's Toldois. Ovois are the Melochois the way they were in the Mishkan. A Toldo is something which is learnt out from the basic principle. For instance, there's Dosh, squeezing out. But it comes from the behemoth pounding on the tvua to bring out the kernel, or a person squeezing a fruit and getting out fruit juice. Not exactly the same isa, but the principle is the same. Putting plying pressure to bring out the dova harotsui mibifnim, out of the klipa, out of the peel that's on the outside. One is an av, one is a tolda. And if somebody would do both, he'd only be chayiv one chatos, because it's all considered one shaykh to one malacha. And that's called an av and a toldo. Here also we have ovois. The Gemara says, ovois mechlal deika toldois. The toldois, by the way, are going to be, let's say we just finished talking about a shor and a bor. That's not your usual case in today's times. A person, generally speaking, doesn't have a shor bizmanazah that's mazik. Eish, there are other derivatives which are not exactly eish, but we learn them out of the basic yisoidois. Of those will be the toldos. And there's really no difference in halakha between the ovis and the toldos. Hashor, vehabor, vehamave, vehahever. A shor is a little bit vague. Which hezek is that? The Rav is soisim, like the Shita in the Gemara, that shor over him means shor, what we described before, an animal going on a rampage, an animal that's out for destruction. That's called beloshen achazal, keren. Picture an animal that's getting mad and destructing in a path of destruction, and you have a picture of a bull charging forward to smash whatever it is with his horns. That's called Karen. And in that, we have the halacha of Tam and Mu'ud, the three times with the fourth time that we just described. Bor, like we said, somebody digging a michshol b'shus harabim. Mave, Chazal understand that Mave is miloshen consumption. Miloshen of the Pasuk in the Novi, in Avadio. Ech nech b'su'esov nivu matzpunov means consumption. And in that sense, the Gemara understands that Mave refers also to a shor. But not a shor charging forward to b'shtois with his Karen, but a shor in a state of consumption. Let a cow out of the barn, he's going to go eat breakfast. Cows are hungry, right? What's he going to eat? Instead of eating hay, which you would feed him in the barn, if he wanders, because you left the barn door open, say he wandered into the next door neighbor and he ate tomatoes. Now, tomatoes are very expensive. Hay is a lot cheaper. So there's going to be a big price to pay. And the Baal HaShor is going to have to pay that price. That's Mave. So Shor and Mave are the two halachas. Shor is Keren and Mave is Biderech Achilosoi or Derech Halichosoi. Same idea. Cow walks out, he's going to smash things. So the Mave is another form of Shor, but it's called Shein. Shein v'regel. Shein refers to eating, teeth. Regel is Derech Hiluchoi. And that he's Chayv like a regular Mazik. He's Chayv Nezik Sholim the first time around. However, to be Mevaer is a Loshon of Sreifa, that is Eish. Now, these four, L'chayra share one basic idea, is that they're all the fault of the person, but we describe that there's Chidushim in each one. They're not really the same idea. If you'd know one, you wouldn't know the other. So the Mishnah anticipates that. Loi harei hashor karei amava. There are dinim, or Chidushim, in Shor, that are not like a mava. According to the way we just read the Mishnah, Shor and mava both are shvarim. And the Chiddush HaMeshutefes of both is I could be chayiv without doing a ma'isa because my behemoth did a ma'isa, the way we said it before. But there's Chiddushim of each one. A shor is derech hezik, so it's more of a mazik. You could hear that that would be chayiv, as opposed to a mava, which is just a behemoth going about his business. He's eating hay, so Gradi ate the tomatoes next door, but it's really not a hezik. It's not a ma'isa mazik, so you could hear that he'd be potter. On the other hand, a shor is something unusual. There'd be no way to anticipate that the behemoth would be carrying out that type of activity. A mave is, what do you expect? You expect the behemoth not to eat. So each one has a strong point in terms of why you'd be chayiv or why you'd be potter. And mele, one can't be learnt out of the other. It's not usually the tzura of a Mishnah to go through this type of thing in limudim, what you can learn out of something else. But the Mishnah over here in this first shtickle is saying that shor and mave cannot be learnt out of each other. Like we said, they're also dinim. They're not the same. The whole system of Karen and Mu'id and not paying proper payment, we'll see later on, that a Tam pays only from the Guf HaShor. It's not Mu'id of cash. That's a din only by Tam. It's not a din by Shein V'Regel. Shein V'Regel, you chayv like a regular Mazik the first time around. So each of these are Loi HaRezeh KaRezeh. V'Loi Zeh V'Zeh, like we said, at least they're both animals. Sheyesh Bem Ruach Chayim. Both of them are alive, and you could look at that as a ma'isa mazik of a behemoth, kare ho'esh, like a fire. Fire is nothing. There's no ma'isa there. Fire is just energy. She'en b'ruach chayim. Maybe not chayim. That's not classic mo'ne ha'mazik. There's also different dinim. She'en v'regel has its dinim. She'en v'regel has a din that if the behemoth wanders, the owner of the behemoth is potter on the hezekim that were caused b'shus harabim. Shein v'regel is only chayv b'shus ha'nizik, not b'shus ha'rabim. That's a chiddush, because the animal's going derech hiluchoy. Keren, where the animal's out of control, no difference in b'shus ha'rabim and b'shus ha'yochid. The point is the rampage. The chiddush of the rampage is that you're not fully responsible the first three times. So each one has separate dinim, and neither one of those chiddushim apply by Eish. Eish has its own din. Eish has a din, we'll see later on, that the Baal Ha'esh is not the Chayiv, Shalom Yishalom HaMavir Saber, the one who lit the fire, only on things that he could have anticipated would be in the path of the fire. No difference in Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. You have to assume if you light a fire and you don't take care of it, it'll burn down a house, it'll burn down a car that's Rosh Hashanah, it'll burn whatever's in its path. Doesn't make a difference where it is, but there are certain things you don't have to anticipate. It goes into a field next door, and hidden in the pile of wheat in the field is some valuables. Was that Bechlal the norm of what should be in the field of the person. So even though the one who lit the fire or was negligent in not putting out the fire wasn't thinking, but heyois, that's not the normal. That's called tomen bo'esh. That's a chiddush dafka bo'esh. And it's a chiddush that comes from Eish's special halacha of ein beruach chayim. V'loy zeh vozeh, all of the above, shor, mother, and Eish, all travel. Shedarkun leilech ulahazik, karei habor, shein darkun leilech ulahazik. All of them are not like bor. Bor is in one place, like we said before. The chiv of the bor is for setting something up, not for doing something. An Eish you could also look at as a doing, because the Eish travels and destroys. Bor doesn't. The bor, the person has to fall into the bor. The victim has to fall into the bor. So what's the bottom line in this area of halacha called Momen HaMazik? Hatzara shover shebehem, what all of them have in common is shedarkun mahazik. They all cause damage. Kachi darkum. Ushmirosan alecha, if you're shayich to them. Ladav because of Momen. Eish because of the lighting. Bor because of the creation. The short tak of the ownership. The halacha is that the one who's responsible is the Bailam. Ushmirosan alecha. Kishehizik, when they cause that mazik. Chav hamazik. It's interesting. Loshon over here, the Gemara says. It's a unique lashon over here in the Mishnah. Chav hamazik l'shalim tashlume nezek b'meitav ha'oretz. There's a din, the Torah says, meitav sadeh u'meitav karmu yishalim. That din is a din that's unique by mazikim. Mazik can't just give back. Like if he's paying with shavu kesef, if he's paying with money or with metalklin, then he can pay with whatever it is. But if he's paying with karka, he burnt down three houses and he owes $100,000, $500,000. And he has to pay back the $500,000. What he wants to do is he wants to take an old piece of land someplace and let the nizik, the victim, figure out how to sell it or turn it over. No, he can't give something which is a mediocre piece of property called benis. He can't give a shvacha piece of karka called ziburis. He has to give meitav, he has to give idias his best. We use this lashon of his best. In the fifth parak in Gittin, it's a machlokes. The Gemara brings down over here also, there's a machlokes tanoim. If it means his best, or what's considered ba'alma a high class, a high end piece of real estate. We paskin that the halacha meitav is idiyas didei. It's his best. He has to give his best piece of land. It's like the Torah added on an extra knas to the payment. By the way, we learn out from over here that this is not only by these four Elvis Nezikin, but we said before there's many categories, a Ganav, a Gazlan, all sorts of different Shomer that's negligent. They all have to pay with Meitav. They all have that basic shame of Mazik, and we learn out of Gzer Shov that all these cases are Chayef to pay for Meitav. If I buy on credit in a store, there I don't have to pay with Meitav. That's not a Mazik. Now, we'll just point out one more point over here in the Mishnah, is that we mentioned everything has a category, Eish, Bor, Shor. There are things that are hybrids. The Gemara goes to an Arichus. We'll give one example. Avnois v'sakinoi, or masoi. A person has either rubble that he left on the roof of his house, or he has some storage. And it's something that really shouldn't be there because there's no fence around the roof. And the stuff is not safe there. Wind could come along and blow the stuff off. If it's a ruach metzuya, where it should have been anticipated that at some point this type of wind is going to come. Not a totally unexpected. Or even, Lamarshall, if it's not the normal type of wind, but it's hurricane season in Florida, and they're telling you it's a hurricane, you have stuff up on the roof where a hurricane is definitely going to throw that stuff off the roof, and it's going to come down. Let's say that stuff comes crashing down, and it lands on a car, destroys a car, shatters a windshield. Or, a different case, what happens if it lands in Rishus HaRabim? And somebody trips over it, or a car goes over and pops a tire. Is there a chiv or is there not a chiv? There is a chiv. Your fault. Which mazik is it? It's not 100% doma labor, because a bor causes damage where it was created. Over here, we put it on the roof, and it first fell down. You could theoretically say that when it comes flying, it's not a bor because it's traveling. It's more like an Eish. It's like anything else that you set up that has then with the wind to travel and cause damage. Similar to an Eish. So the Gemara understands that it's really a hybrid. We can learn out the basic principles of the Mazikim and put two and two together and you'll create a new mazik. The question is, which is a question that's discussed by Rishonim, which halachas will he have the halachas of? Would he be considered a bor? It happens to be that you wouldn't know it from bor, so you have to teach me a principle from Eish, but Be'etzim Bechefti is a bor. Or no, you would have to have the dinim of both, because Lamaisa, if you would only have bor in the Torah, so we would say only where he dug the hole. Mashayin came by Eish, where it could travel, so he have to learn out from Eish, so the Memela has the halachas of Eish. That's a question that the Rishonim discussed.